Scary-O Radio, episode 94. I'm your host, Pramod Sharma, actuary to the wealthy. Albert Einstein said, "The only thing that interferes with my learning is my education." Today's topic is Albert Einstein on education and learning. High school students at TEDx IB York and Schulich MBA students at the Philanthropic Leadership Workshop got me thinking about formal education in today's fast-changing world. By the time you graduate, part of your education is already out of date, yet what you've learned is far different from what your parents and potential employers know. You're behind and ahead at the same time. Learning. Albert said, "Most teachers waste their time by asking questions which are intended to discover what a pupil does not know, whereas the true art of questioning has for its purpose to discover what the pupil knows or is capable of knowing. We learn in different ways. Despite best efforts, that's where formal education may let you down. Maybe you excel in a classroom setting with a fixed syllabus, homework, and exams. Online video may be your thing. You might like reading books or listening to them. You may work better in isolation or in groups, or a combination of the above. Once you find out what works for you, go to it. Do try other ways occasionally. The ways you learn may change. I did well in school, but cringe at the thought of taking another formal course. I now prefer self-study, just-in-time learning for what's important at the moment." Environment. You adapt to your environment. You think like your peers and community. Even rebels conform to the norm, for rebels. You may not notice that others think differently until you're exposed to other perspectives. As you decide if those views have merit, you have the opportunity to change your thinking and perhaps your life. There's a drawback in becoming an MBA, engineer, doctor, accountant, fundraiser, etc. We risk becoming more like our peers than the people we want to help. Our solutions tend to be similar to our peers. As in the Matrix, it's not evident that you have a distorted view of the world around you. I didn't realize this for 9 years after university. I thought my actuarial training gave me a clear view of the world. Instead, I found that I thought like an actuary and was puzzled when others couldn't see what was obvious to us. Since then, I focused on getting exposed to different perspectives and understanding them. Synthesizing disparate sources gives you a unique lens on the world. Education. Albert said, "Education is what remains after one has forgotten everything he learned in school." You will eventually find that what you learned in school doesn't matter. Knowing that may help you through boring material taught by dull teachers or professors. Education teaches you to think on your own. Once you do, you're equipped to adapt and thrive in the ever-changing world. P.S. Albert also said, "Imagination is more important than knowledge." You can read Riscario Insider online at blog.riscario.com. That's R-I-S-C-A-R-I-O. And follow on Twitter. Thanks for listening.